Not yet. Just about. Okay.
We're
live now.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Board of Adjustments to order at this time. And Bob, would you give us the roll call?
Yes. Dave Clemson.
Here.
Tom Gideon. Bob Hanselon.
Present.
Jack Johnston.
Present.
Dave Nelson.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
All right. And would you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Yes. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear a variance application. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for the case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for this case to be heard this evening. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you'd like to comment, you must sign the sheet, which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you. And Bob, would you give us the governing statutes?
Okay.
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty, 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or exceptional or demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you. And tonight we have a request by Michael J. Button to give us a staff report, please.
This is the public hearing for the Forest Hills subdivision property owners, with Michael Button acting as the representative, located on Arizona Drive in the Branson Township, Section 4, Township 23, Range 21. The request, the applicants, the Forest Hills subdivision property owners, are requesting a variance from Section 5.3.1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Per the provisions of this section, if an on-site septic system is needed due to the unavailability of a public or central sewer system, the minimum lot size shall be 2 acres in area and she'll have a minimum lot frontage of 70 feet. To give the history on this, on September 22, 2004, the Taney County Planning Administrator approved the Forest Hills subdivision administratively, creating a five-lot minor subdivision. These five lots were originally platted to the center of Arizona Drive, and therefore the acreage of each lot also included the area of road right-of-way. On September 2, 2010, the five lot owners within the Forest Hills subdivision petitioned the Taney County Commission requesting to convey the right-of-way of Arizona Drive to the county. At that time, a letter was inadvertently sent to the property owners, which indicated that the Arizona Road right-of-way conveyance had been denied. Later on March 28, 2011, the Taney County Commission voted to accept the road right-of-way of Arizona Road contingent on three items being met within 6 months. On March 29th, a letter was sent to Mr. Button by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, which indicated that three items would have to be accomplished within 6 months in order for the county to accept the right-of-way conveyance. The first item was that Arizona Drive would need to be a platted road where it had been basically a platted an easement. They had said that there needs to be a 40-foot road right-of-way. On April 12th, the surveyor completed the amended plat of Forest Hills Subdivision in order to dedicate the 50-foot ingress and egress easement to the public. However, upon removing the right-of-way area from the lots within the subdivision, four of the five lots will have an acreage that falls below the two-acre minimum for lots being served by on-site septic systems. And this shows, of course, that the subject property is the Forest Hills subdivision, and it's a five-lot minor subdivision. One thing that this doesn't show, four of the five lots have already been built out. Basically, the two lots to the north and then the two lots to the west here do all have homes on them. Since the acreage of the four lots within the subdivision fall below 2 acres in size, basically the planning department can't at this time attest that the survey does not violate the rules and regulations of the Taney County Development Guidance Code unless the variance request is granted. This basically shows the initial minor subdivision request that was approved. Essentially, each lot was platted to the center of the easement or the center of the road, and the amended plat basically takes each lot and plats it to the edge of that road right away so that they can dedicate this this road easement to the county. But in doing so, four of the five lots fall below the 2 acres. And this is just a copy of the statutory requirements that were read earlier. And in summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements would apply. Basically, approval of variance allowing the five lots to be platted at the following acreages, with essentially four of the five lots falling below the 2 acres, compliance with all of the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and thirdly, that the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days of approval. And we've got a I was actually playing a little bit with the video, so unfortunately this is broken into two videos. The first one just kind of shows the sign here. Doesn't show you a whole lot, to be completely honest with you. The second video here, we just actually tried to drive into the subdivision. Like I said, most of the subdivision is pretty well developed out. Four homes have been built on four of the five lots. And we just drove down the subdivision just to give you kind of a view of what the subdivision looks like. And we're pretty well down to the cul-de-sac now.
Okay. Michael Button, you stand and raise your right hand. I'll swear you in. You solemnly swear the truth. I'm sorry. You solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so I've got it. Thank you. Give us a rendition of what we just saw.
My rendition? Well, it's been a year in the making trying to get this road figured out. And I keep coming across these roadblocks that I wasn't aware of. You know, the lots were initially platted, as Bob said, to the center of the road, and I didn't know anything about the 2-acre minimum. I guess it wasn't an issue before. My lot is lot number one, and in looking at this, my lot is actually, by replatting it and donating it to county, my lot has the biggest impact. It's almost 1.2 acres I'll be giving up, because we own that whole strip down, and then on two sides of our lot will be gone. But in doing that, I mean, the lots and the development itself, nothing will change. Only thing that's going to change is having the actual road in that easement section that's given to the county. When I first did the petition, we did it last September, and then initially got the letter of denial, which was sent inadvertently sent, and I figured it out by I know Jim Strafis, and talked to him one day. His son and my son played basketball, and we chatted one day, and he wanted to look into it, and he actually pulled the minutes from the meeting that it was discussed and figured out that it was actually approved contingent upon a couple things happening, replatting the road, and then there were a couple other requirements it had. So that's why they kind of regrouped and said, okay, you guys have 6 months to get it done. We then hired the survey company to come out and do their thing, and that's when we learned that it would actually create some of these lots to go under the 2-acre minimum, which then obviously is why we had to do the variance application to try to get you all to approve us being able to do this. And the road right now, and the video didn't really show, but the road is a mess. I mean, it's almost impassable at a couple points, and it's been a challenging situation for us, and we're just hoping to be able to get this done. The one challenge that we do have, I have the all the variance applications and the notarized as well. The only one that we don't have is lot number 5. It's actually in foreclosure, and we were unable to. The bank we're dealing with, Federal Home Loan Bank, and attorneys, and it's been a challenge. But all the other people that can be are on board. As Bob said, there's four homes under currently. Three are occupied right now, and then lot number 3 on the east side, the southeast side, is actually a vacant lot right now. But the owners of that lot they're on board as well. So we are hopeful that you'll take into consideration the situation here. And as I said, you know, even though some of them will go under 2 acres, it's not going to change the layout in any way of the actual development. It's not going to, you know, the septic lines, everything is the same as it, it's going to be exactly the same as it is now. It's just a matter of having the road that's going to be the difference there. So
can you tell us what meeting that you went to in September that you got a letter back from that indicated there was a denial?
Actually, it was a petition that we did a petition, and then the county, I guess, Road and Bridge had a meeting where they go through each of the petitions, and then they either accept them or reject them. And then, like I said, ours initially, the letter I received said it was denied, but then after further, you know, just by chance, I ran into Jim Strafis, and he said, let's look at it. And then that's when we determined after his assistant reviewed the minutes and then figured out that we got the wrong letter. And it was by chance that we figure that out. Otherwise, we would have probably not been here right now. We wouldn't be here before you right now, just because I would have never known that it was actually accepted. So.
Did you get the transformers moved and everything that they wanted?
The transformers, we're working on that right now. I've been in contact with Empire Electric, and there's some debate as to whether or not. There's some debate as to whether or not that will actually have to be done. I guess I have a friend of mine that works for Empire, and he said there are electrical boxes that are in the right of way on a lot of roads, and if it's not impeding the actual physical road, a lot of times they'll allow that to take place. So it's not been moved yet, but I don't know if Junior Shook is a representative from Empire that I know, and he's in contact, been in contact with Randy Hayes, I believe, trying to get that worked out. So that's where that stands.
And who's Randy Hayes?
Randy works for the.
And he's kind of acting as the Road and Bridge Administrator at this point.
Interim.
Because I think the letter indicates you need to comply with the county's request, not with Empire's request.
Right, right. And that is correct, but. What we're trying to do is just make sure that everyone's on the same page. And what they were talking about possibly doing is actually physically meeting out at our development and looking at the situation. What are we looking at? And is it in fact imperative that transformer be moved? And that's kind of what I think they're going to try to come to a consensus, make sure everyone's on board. And then if it has to be moved, then ultimately we're going to have to. We're going to have to move it, but it's it's another expense. We're trying to limit the because we're coming across all kinds of expenses we weren't anticipating initially with mortgage companies, title companies. It's been
if you had gone through the process right, you would have come to us first, and you wouldn't have had to go to all this extreme of other than maybe the survey. Because we've never had a request where somebody wants us to have us take them out of compliance with the statutes in order to satisfy their own need of getting a road or whatever it might be up to standards and accepted by the county so they don't have to maintain it. So you can see our position if you're taking it from when you were in compliance with the 2 acres and now you want to replat it and take you out of compliance. Which is just the reverse.
Right,
and
right.
I understand that you may or may not have known what the regulations were, but there is that process, and if there was anything, I would presume that the county bridge should have alerted you the fact that if you needed to do this, you'd have to do a variance request right off the bat. But that's neither here nor there at this point in time.
Yeah, I was not notified of that. Going through this process, I mean, this is the first time I've ever done this, so I tried to do it the right way and go through the petition. You know, I thought that's the way that you get, but then I didn't even realize this requirement until after we go through and get the survey company and get them involved and realize that there's this 2 acre minimum. Quite honestly, the developer that developed this, and I don't know when he had this platted. Well, initially he was supposed to pave the road. He said after the homes were, built, after 3 homes were built, I actually have it contractually where he was supposed to finish the road, and he ends up going out of business and doesn't fulfill his obligation, so he leaves us sitting with this road, and he's the one that initially had this platted this way, and I think he knew that, he knew the requirement, obviously, and the county. When they approved this initially, they knew that this could never, given that 2 acre requirement, that this could never have happened. That they could have never, if they truly knew that this 2 acre requirement was there, they would never have, they would have known that they could have never put a road in there.
Well, contrary to that, the road can go in, but it becomes part of the 2 acres. And yes,
right.
it was platted correctly. And it was limited to the fact that the survey had to go to the center line of the road in order for it to be complied with.
Correct.
Otherwise, he would be out of variance and we probably would not have allowed him a variance request, but that's neither here nor there at this point in time.
The county it would have had to have been a private road then, correct? Is that because the county has the 40-foot right-of-way requirement?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. More like a driveway.
There's four houses
but longer driveway.
There's four completed houses, four complete septic systems, four.
Correct. Yes. There's four, I think, well, lots one, two, five, four, and five are all completed and have their septic. Lot three, the one that has not been built on yet, is the one that's, after this variance, will still be over 2 acres. That's the only one that's, that one's not going to be an issue as far as the 2 acres. I think it was 2.06. Is that what it was?
I think that's correct.
Jack, any questions of Mr. Button? Bob, would you have any?
If all of this is denied tonight, what would you have to do? I mean, as far as making it serviceable to you as a homeowner and access and...
Well, I initially looked into, you know, we looked at just doing this ourselves and not doing going to the county, and the quotes that I received for chip and seal were was approximately $30,000, and asphalt was up to, I think one of the quotes I got was $50,000. Unfortunately, the people that are on the road don't have the resources to do that. I mean, there's two of us that would have some funds available, but the other three, it won't happen. So if this doesn't go through, I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we'll have to try to fill in the potholes, because literally there's erosion going on there where there's a couple of culverts, and my kids actually had to go out and fill it in with bricks and gravel so you could even drive on it, because people's cars were bottoming out on this where the culvert is, and it's almost impassable right now.
So it's a soft gravel, or?
Yeah, it's a mess. I mean, it is. Trust me, when the houses that are in there are 4,000 to 5,000 square foot houses, and I would never have bought in this development if I had known, because I bought under the assumption that this road was going to be taken care of. I never would have bought this house had I known the road was going to. And I've been there almost 5 years now, and it's a daily aggravation for me. Really, it's like crazy.
On the map, the extension of Arizona out to the other road there, where it might be a driveway. What is that other road there, or is that Arizona all the way out?
Which one there?
And this kind of shows that this is actually Arizona all the way out.
Yeah. And where does county stop right now?
It stops somewhere right in here. And this may show it. There's a laser pointer up there, too.
Oh, okay.
You may know a little more precisely where that begins, but I mean it's going to be somewhere close to this area,
right,
I guess.
Now, yeah, the road, I think the county stops right there, and then the driveway that comes over this way to this farm here, and then right here is where where our section begins, right here where that culvert is right in there, and then we have to go down that way. The other thing that when I had this, I was going to mention that when I had this replatted, the requirement by the county was 40-foot right-of-way. And in talking to the survey company, we actually went to 50-foot because he said, you know, if this is 50 feet wide here. And he said, does it really make sense to, you know, have 5 feet on each side of there? And I would have to maintain it. And I'm like, no, let's just do 50 feet. And so they ended up doing 50 feet all the way around, which that may also cut into... I think they checked it, though. It still wasn't going to give us quite to the 2 acre requirement on the other lots. Mine, unfortunately, is reduced drastically because I'm losing all that, and I'm losing the sides there. The others aren't quite as, I think they're just slightly under 2 acres on the other ones, and then the one lot is actually over 2 acres.
So you're going to lose Arizona up there.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and honestly, I mean, I don't obviously want to lose property, but I'm willing to give up the property to have a nice road.
Okay.
that's where I figured I weighed it out. I said, you know what, I can care less about the land if I can't, because literally I can't even keep, I can't keep my car clean. I drive it once down the road and it's a mess. So
it cost you quite a bit to get the road done yourselves.
Yeah,
and the expense between just, it'd be just these five lots, the gentleman up there coming right into Arizona wouldn't.
Well, see, I've given easements to this house here, and there's actually a house here, and I've given them access. I'm sorry, yeah, it is here. I've given them access through an easement to get to their lots. But this is a retired couple here that literally has no money. These folks don't have the funds, and I honestly haven't even approached them because I said I knew that it wasn't even going to be an issue. This is the house that's foreclosed, so obviously there's no money there. This is an empty, vacant lot. These folks are retired. I know that they don't have the funds. And then myself and Lynn Knudsen here are the only two that would really could even contribute anything towards getting the road done.
So you've got roughly 600 feet of roadway before you get to your lot.
Yeah. It's a long strip there.
I'd say it's probably in the worst condition, just right where the county maintenance ends. I didn't get a very good video of that, but even in the Jeep, it was a little tough to get over that, to get into this.
Yeah, and there was a section of the section actually, when they built this house here, the last one, and this section of road, they actually tore up quite a bit with the machinery when they were building that house. So they put new gravel down here. So this section up here is actually smooth. And then it washes out along here. And there's a culvert down here that's washed out. And then there's potholes along this. This is, you literally have to know where you're driving on this to be able to avoid potholes. And friends of ours came over that had been to Africa a few years ago, and their kids said they felt like they were in Africa on our road. So it's a mess.
Okay. Nobody has any questions further? I'll close this meeting, the public meeting, and we'll go into deliberations on the
Great.
Motion.
Thank you for your time.
What do I
do with the variance?
Oh, you can just submit that to us. You can go ahead and submit that to us.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Don't leave us.
Don't leave yet.
Oh, do I need to step out?
No. Yeah, it's a public hearing, so...
Speak up. David?
I'm going to move to approve it based on financial. I believe it poses a financial hardship.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the variance request per the county bridge and water conditions. Any further discussion at all?
Four out of the five lots, two to five are, nominally off of the 2-acre requirement. So the only one we're looking at is the 1.35. And if we approve it, the septic system is not going to change or have any other requirements because it's not under the roadway.
Well, the section of road that he's given up, the property there, has nothing to do with the laterals.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
So it's not going to affect any of the...
Yeah. The only thing is a number.
Yes.
A square foot number, right.
Right.
Thank you.
Jack, any discussion?
I understand his plot is... Plight he's in, all right, but I also wonder if it's fair to the county taxpayers to come in and build a road. Everything that I've always developed, I've had to furnish the roads for it, and they had to be meet the county or the city's approval. And I wonder if it's actually fair to the county taxpayers to put the bill on this.
Well, didn't the developer fold up and go away on this situation?
Somebody's been watching him closer, shouldn't they?
Good comments. Since we need to vote, I'll call a question to vote. David, you made the motion. How would you vote?
Approve the variance request.
And Bob, you seconded it. How do you
vote?
Approve. Jack, do you vote?
To deny.
All right. And Chairman, since we have to have three favorable votes, the chairman's in a position here of deciding the case in front, and the chairman would have to side with the denial. You do have a recourse to go to circuit court if you wanted to. We have the minutes of the meeting of the last May 18th. We need approval on.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as typed.
Second. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Anything good for the good of the cause, Bob?
Nothing.
What do you know about the July 11th meeting for the... Oh, yes, you're smiling, so you already know that.
We do have the racetrack proposal coming before the Planning and Zoning Commission on July 11th. Definitely expect a full house of people for sure. I don't know that I have a whole lot more information other than that. But
and they're holding it out on Farmfruit Road?
No. It'll actually be held here. I've actually been a little concerned about holding it in this facility just because it is going to be a large number of people. But
is it 6?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be held at 6 p.m.
Okay. Mr. Button, you do have one course before you go to the circuit court. You could come back and ask us for a reconsideration of our decision.
Okay.
And I think you have to make that appeal within, 7 days, Bonita?
I think that's correct, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe.
And if at that meeting we had 5 instead
yes.
of 4, that might be to your benefit.
Yes, it, you are correct. It has to be within 7 days.
So he contacted you?
Is that 7 days from today or receipt of the
Yes, 7 days of the posting of the board's decision.
The issue that we're up against here, too, is the timing. If, and I don't know, is the next meeting next month?
It's every month.
The county said that they have to have the work has to be started by August because of the chip and seal they don't do after August. So we're up against the time window here that I don't know if we're going to make it anyway, because it has to, their work has to commence and I think be completed by August.
Their work has to be completed, not just started.
They indicated it has to be done by August because it has to be a certain temperature in order for them to actually do chip and seal.
It's got to be plenty hot enough. Did chip and seal for years.
So they do it May through August. Is that on their schedule? Is when they do it. So.
Jack, would that make any bearing on your decision any different?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay.
I move we adjourn.
All right. Motion been made that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. We're hereby adjourned. Anything on for next July?
Not at this point.
I would encourage you to come back in July.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Just because of numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. I'm out.
See y'all later.
See ya.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get more reappointed.